All right, BT and Sal here on The Fan. It's Brandon, Tierney, Sal, Licata. Friday. Oh, a little dice stuff. Here we go.
Tickets?
Yeah. Call the number 10. Let's go. 866-540-WFAN. Number again is 866-540-9326. It's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Andrew Dice Clay over at Carnegie Hall. He's got a really very classy a venue for the Dice Man.
I'm looking forward to see. Remember, he told us about he's got a special outfit planned for
yes,
that?
Yes.
I'm sure it'll be something special.
No one f***s with BT and Sal.
Oh, well, then we can play the rest
come
of it.
Come on.
BT and Sal.
Oh, my goodness.
Do the f***.
There we
that
go.
That is on February 15th.
Yeah.
Qualify for the grand prize. It's a ticket upgrade to the Dice. Dice's show and a $100 gift card for Valentine's Day. It's all from our friends at Live Nation. To purchase tickets, visit LiveNation.com. All right, so we'll get back to these Nick calls here. Nick energy absolutely through the roof. Brunson is a superstar. Knicks have a chance to do something special this year and win the championship. Most people agree. Now,
yeah,
you have to. You've
been waiting all day for this one.
So if you've been waiting all day, why don't you set this up?
It brought a smile to my face last night, and not because I think it's a good thing for the Yankee fans that I want pain, but because you and I have been debating this, where I've been saying the Yankees have not done enough. They have not operated like a team that's going all in. Yes, Soto's an all-in move. The other moves are okay, but it's not all in. And you've been saying that they're the best team in the American League. You're not worried about the Orioles in the East. The Orioles, who finished 20 games better than 19, to be exact, finished 19 games better than the Yankees last year, have a bunch of young players that are on the come up. They go out there and make a power move last night, getting a guy that you thought the Yankees were going to be able to get, whether it be now or at the deadline, in Corbin Burns.
Why do you think I'm pissed? Not happy. Not happy. This is, if I'm going to be real about this, which I will, this is grossly disappointing. Now, I need to know, was Cashman even involved? I don't have any confidence that he was. Now, I want to be fair to him. If he was, my bad. Well, then not really, because if he was, then he probably held on to his prospects like he always holds on to. You know, like it's the whole diamond. Meanwhile, 99% of these guys stink. They never pan out. Understand what's happening here, Yankee fans. Now, again, I still think Yankees still think they will be very, very good.
You
this
think
year.
They're making any more moves? Do you trust?
Yes.
You think this is all
well,
in?
Well, it wasn't just Burns. I haven't said Dylan Cease. Right. Like, there's other moves
there's
to be
no
made
way
here.
They'd give up what it takes to get Dylan Cease.
They can sign somebody who was in our studio 3 weeks ago, Trevor Bauer. But, you know, that's out there as well. Same for the Mets. But understand what's happened in 2 days here. The Orioles got sold from a guy who never spent a penny. And now to help, you know, add to that great, you know, fertile farm system and young players who are already in the show, they now have a ownership that apparently is possessed to win. And they make this monstrosity of a trade, right? And they do so in the middle of the night, nobody paid attention, and they do so for very little. Now, they gave up with these top prospects. I know you don't care about the Orioles prospects, but there is a point here. The infielder they gave up, Joey Ortiz, is blocked, number one, by Gunnar Henderson and by Jackson Holliday. He might be the most blocked prospect in all the baseball, and he's not a top 10, 20, 30, 40 guy. He's like basically a top 100 player who's 25. He's not 19. So is Joey Ortiz going to move the needle? I don't think so. And then the lefty that they gave up, D.L. Hall, who's also going to be 25. He spent 6 years in the minors, pieces of 2 years in the majors, and I know they gave up the 34th pick in next year's draft. Okay, are you? And they still don't know, by the way, if D.L. Hall, the Brewers, will be a starter or reliever. Are you telling me that there wasn't some deal that the Yankees could make to top this deal?
They got Marcus Stroman. I need you to. Here's what I need from you today. I relinquish the crown. I admit I was wrong. Can't be called King Cohen, all that stuff. I'm going to need you today to concede the Yankees are not, in fact, the best team. Forget about the AL. I need you to be open and honest with us all and concede that the Baltimore Orioles, until proven otherwise, are better than the Yankees.
I need two weeks.
To see if the Yankees make some moves.
I need to see if they push back.
Let's also say it's not just, Blake Snell would be the response, right? I'm assuming that's what you would want. Because it's not just even the starter that they missed out on Burns. It's also the idea the Yankees are talking about they're going to add bullpen arms. Wandy Peralta off
gone.
The ball. All these other guys. Like, guys are dropping like flies. Guys are starting to get signed
even
now.
Guys I didn't want. Like, I didn't want Ottavino back. And, at this point,
still,
I guess I'd take him.
The Mets have added three arms in the last week. Other teams, and again, whether you wanted those guys or not. No, but they're three bullpen arms.
Mm-hmm.
Wandy Peralta, same thing. Like, he goes, teams are starting to shore up their roster as pitchers and catchers is now less than 2 weeks away.
Yep.
And the Yankees haven't. they haven't done anything. I'm not saying they won't, but there are, to me, there are no more big moves. Now, maybe they could go out there and act like big boys and act like a team that's all in and go get Blake Snell. That's a strong counter. Anything short of that, how could you say that the Orioles are not going to be better than they are?
I won't. I'll change my tune. I'll give you that.
So you need 2 weeks.
No, we'll always keep it on the up and up. I want to see how they process this. I still don't think Chicago's going to trade Dylan Cease before the season.
Snell, the Yankees already made an offer to Snell.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Sal. And we'll get back to these calls here. Nixon, obviously, Cashman stuff. I know you guys have worked up over this. 877-337-6666. But a story slash report came out earlier that the Yankees internally, while the offer is still not appealing to Snell, although there's not offer number two to wait against from his point of view. He has one offer, Yankees. But the Yankees reportedly are willing to go above Rodon.
Total or AAV?
AAV. 27 change a year. They're willing to do
that.
That's not satisfied Snell
Rodon
yet.
Rodon is what, 6160?
Yeah, it's 6161-ish, okay. Maybe.
I'd ask Boyle, but I don't want to be given misinformation again. Maybe
he'll give you Ohtani's contract. He's going to tell you $70 million is deferred. So, I do think that
6162
for Rodon. Okay.
Thank you, Patty. There's definitely another move to be made. I would like it to come before the season, and if not, they didn't do what they needed to do. I'll give you that.
In the offseason.
I'll give you that.
And I'll give you that they could always upgrade in season, but I don't have any faith. They are the ones that said they're going all in. How is this all in?
It's not.
The Orioles were 20 games better than you. They're young. They're exciting. They had a dominant regular season. They go out and get Corbin Burns, and you're sitting on your hands. Like, I get that you got Soto, yes, and you needed it, and I get the other moves, but all in would have been Hader. All in would have been Snell. All in would have been Burns. The Yankees didn't do all that. And by the way, even if they did, I still don't think it's enough to close the 20-game gap that was between the two. Now, you're going to tell me Judge will be back healthy. Sure, I understand that, and I don't think it's really a 20-game gap. But, I mean, is it 10 games? Is it 8 games? It's significant enough to where if I'm a Yankee fan, already I'd be like, we didn't do enough. And then seeing the Orioles get Burns, now I'm starting to get pissed off.
Yeah, I am. Can you imagine if the Yankees rent during the season with, obviously, you know, the Judge and the few other mm-hmm. pieces that obviously are good, with, let's say, Soto, Verdugo, Hader, Burns, and Stroman.
Yeah, that's...
Now, they already got 60% of that equation. Hader was purely financial, and Burns was prospects and a draft pick. Question for you before
how
we get back.
How about even Snell or Bauer and Hader? We talked about
that. Yeah, or like, that, something
because,
like that.
Because
yeah.
Also, that's financial. I get you can't just... You've already gave up the prospects to get Soto, so now the next move should have been financial.
Money.
So go get Blake Snell, or you should have went and got Josh Hader.
I still think there's a chance they get Blake Snell. Do you think, and I think we'll get the answer, hopefully, like the real answer. Do you think that Brian Cashman, when he saw this, was surprised? Do you think that he was like, what? Or do you think that was in conversation and the Brewers weren't interested? I'm by the way, I'm with you.
I think he
your
was
initial
surprised.
Instinct.
Now, do you think
that's pathetic if that's the case?
Yeah, but
that's unacceptable if that's the case. In Aaron Judge's prime, with Gerrit Cole's prime, and with Juan Soto, you need to convince to stay here if it's true that you didn't know that they were in negotiations for slightly above average prospects. You are horrendous at your job.
Now, maybe we don't know. We're assuming. Maybe,
that's why I say
maybe
if.
He did know. But do you think that this had to do with the sale of the team? Because if it didn't, Burns is in a walk
year
this year.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Meaning that Burns is in a walk year this year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'm Cashman, I'm generally thinking that, well, the Orioles historically are so cheap, they're not going to trade for a pitcher that's going to command a huge salary in the offseason, even if it is for just 1 year where it's going to help them.
Yep, yep.
Now, after the sale, and then they make this power move, it makes me thinking that they made this move expecting that they're going to keep Corbin Burns.
Like they just flexed and they did. Okay.
Well, they wanted the player. They're not going to worry about the money. They'll worry about that in the offseason or maybe now hope to extend him, give him a contract.
I think they'll try to. I would say, I don't know the answer, and in the pursuit of fairness, it is a very important answer because it really shapes how we feel about this, about Cashman. I would say, though, it almost doesn't matter. Like, I don't think it's an excuse to get caught off guard by the new aggressive Orioles, because if you were doing consistent due diligence, you would have been in consistent contact with the Brewers about Corbin Burns, and you'd be in consistent contact with the White Sox about Dylan Cease, so that if somebody else starts talking to them, you have developed enough and cultivated enough of a relationship for said player that at the very least they call you back and they say, hey, they offered us this. You want to pony up and top it?
The Yankees have not made a move yet.
Man.
That shows me that they're not concerned about spending. Not one of the moves they've made so far has shown me, oh, you know what? Spending, luxury tax threshold, be damned. They've talked about the luxury tax threshold in years past. Mm. They went out and got a guy who's in his walk year in Soto. They have not made a move that shows me that, and they've talked about this year being all in, they'll worry about Soto at the end of the year, whatever, if they could afford him. I have no confidence that right now the Yankees are, everybody's got some kind of budget or limit, but they're operating under the same, to me, restraints that they have been for the last several years.